There's no doubt about it. In the oil and gas industry, there's always someone or some company that shakes things up. We're going to talk about that and much more on this episode of The Crude Truth.
In 1901, at Spindletop Hill near Beaumont, the future of Texas changed dramatically as, like a fountain of fortune, thousands of barrels of oil burst from the earth towards the sky. Soon, Detroit would be cranking out Model Ts by the millions, and America was on the move, thanks to the black gold being produced in Texas. Now, more than a century later, the vehicles are different, but nothing else has truly changed. Sure, there may be many other alternative energy sources like wind and solar and electric, but let's be honest, America depends on oil and entrepreneurs, and if the USA is truly going to be independent, it has to know the crude truth.
This episode of The Crude Truth is brought to you by Oil and Gas Workers Association, Sandstone Group, Air Compressor Solutions, Basin Fluids, and The Fuel Pros.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Thank you as always for listening, whatever time of the day it is. And be sure to like and subscribe this show. And please follow us on YouTube and thecrudetruth.com. Today, I've got another great, well, I've got a group of great guests today coming once again from Midland. So I want to thank everybody from the Midland, Odessa area that's watching these episodes of The Crude Truth. We all know that, hey, that's where the oil and gas is here in Texas right now. And for actually the last part of 100 years. Of course, we do have East Texas and, of course, South Texas and where I like to produce in North Texas. But my guests today, I'm just so excited. They came into town and they have actually been so busy that I can't believe I even got them to come into studio. Today, my guests are Atta Girl with their president and CEO, Shar Worley. Shar, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I'm doing real well. It's we're halfway through the week here. So just been real busy. And I know you guys have been super busy.
Super busy. Yes, sir.
And well, thank you so much for coming on and coming into town. I think y'all had a lot of other things going and meetings set. So I'm just glad that y'all had a minute to come by because y'all have been full today, as y'all were telling me in here in the pre-meeting that y'all have just been going all day today. Y'all got in town a day or two ago, and y'all have just been meeting with people and talking, and that's awesome. And I think that really kind of even just is the tip of the iceberg, Shar, of what you've been doing. You have really been blowing up right now on social media, from TikTok to LinkedIn, I think even Twitter, that you know people are wanting to know what the heck is going on at Atta Girl. And I know you brought a couple of your employees with you. They are employees, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so let's, Shar, how are you?
I'm good. We're busy. We were out at the Ranger Stadium earlier today. Shell Energy Resources is putting on an oil-filled tailgate.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow. So okay. There's about 300 oil and gas service providers, customers, you name it. We're going to be out there. Getting to know, shake hands, boots on the ground. I'm sure answering questions just like you asked. What are we doing out here?
Well, I mean, what are you guys up to? I mean, Atta Girl, you see on social media that you guys are almost trying to hit every niche from upstream to midstream to downstream, and that you've got a specialty person in each deal. But what are y'all doing? Like, let's talk about that. What is it that y'all do?
So I want to kind of correct an assumption about us. We are not third party consultants. So typically in the oil and gas industry, If you were to hire a completions consultant, they would work for a third party consulting company.
Yeah.
We are not that.
Okay.
We are consultants that get hired by service providers as their sales rep. So yes, we do have sales reps in each niche, but we're also building out teams in each niche. So for example, if I was going to come to you as a production superintendent, and say I was just selling flowback.
Yeah.
Well, in this conversation, you don't need flowback, but maybe you need chemicals. Mm-hmm. But you don't have what I have with flowback, but I have everything else you need because I go to you, I get your takeoff, and I come in prepared. And so how I like to talk about it to the girls when I'm hiring new people is they have toolboxes. And I know guys don't like to be called tools, but for a visual example, If I was a single housewife, for example, and I called a repairman to come fix my washing machine because I don't know how to do that. And my dad's busy. He's a farmer. He does not want to take care of me anymore. But the point is he may have a drill and some little wire tinkery thing to restart it, hook it together, wire it, tape it up, whatever. That's what I called him for, right?
Right.
So you think of that tool as a flowback company to what you need. But then I ask him, hey, you don't happen to have a hammer, do you? Because if you have a hammer, do you mind hanging up that TV stand for me? Oh, and he says, well, yeah, I got one. Sure, no problem. Hey, while you're here, do you happen to have a saw? Because see, that wind last night tore down that tree branch, and it's me and my 4-year-old. And if he runs outside to play and that thing falls on him, he's going to die. But I don't, you don't want me with a saw.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So these are, I'm coming in. He has everything I need, whether I need it at the moment or not. But if he comes prepared, like we do,
okay,
prepared, yeah, whatever you need, I have it. And if I have what you need when you need it, I save you time and I save you money and I save you hassle.
Okay.
And so I have anything you could possibly need. Now, not yet, but I'm getting it there as fast as I possibly can.
I gotcha.
But the idea is to make things streamlined, efficient, save you money, make more money. My reps can sell more things. They make more money.
Okay. So it's almost like, so it's all, everything's in a bag or in the toolbox. It's mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm going to need somebody to, lay everything down for a flowback, you know, because that's usually a different group. Then you have a group that actually comes in, does all the flowback work mm-hmm. of watching it and making sure. And then you got a team that then comes in and breaks down all the iron. You got somebody that sets up the iron. You got somebody that breaks down the iron. And
you
so that's
water trucks. You got all these moving parts.
Yes. Yeah. You got the water trucks. You got the sand trucks. People are moving in and out. You got the production trucks in the beginning. You're hauling oil out, mm-hmm. you know, left and right. And so that would be one asset that you guys can provide. It's like, hey, I can do all this. So then you're working for a service company. You're hired by them.
Yes.
And then you go to a drilling company out mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. and it's like, hey, I can be your, basically your one-stop shop for everything that you need through you guys.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So how it works is if you think about a swinging door, like right. a saloon door, yeah. goes both ways, right? A regular door opens and shuts, but ours go both ways, all the way this way, all the way this way. So that's why I call them vendor clients, because if you think of back in my real estate days, okay. you get paid by your client. So the person that lists the house is my client.
Okay.
My fiduciary duties are to them, but I could sell, all these people that come in and look at the house, I can still work the transaction. They're just my customer,
right.
my customer champion. So we call them customer champions because if you're someone that I've built a relationship with over 20 years, mm-hmm. 10 years, 5 years, whatever, and I do a good job, no matter where I go, you know that I work hard. I work smart. I'm honest. I'm fair. I have integrity. So whatever I'm selling, you're all about it. But you also know, being on the operator side of things, that you don't just get rid of service companies per person, right? Right. If they're doing a good job, fine. Fine.
That's what, yeah.
They're doing a good job. But what happens is a lot of times is when your sales rep goes, that's who your relationship was with. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times people think that it's going to keep going when your relationship person goes away, and it does for a little bit until there's a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
When there's a problem, who do you call? Your sales rep.
Right.
Yeah. And if they're not there, what happens? You just run them off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've heard about West Texas. And I've had several conversations with several energy companies because service companies, that's one thing that I'm doing more of this year, is focusing on not only continuing to bring in great operators and great guests, but also great service companies. And I've had on several. And if one thing goes wrong, you know, sometimes these guys will run you off. And mm-hmm. I understand in some scenarios, it's definitely reason. Mm-hmm. And some other ones, it's just because they had a bad day
or bad communication. How many times is something broken and the person who is in charge of it just doesn't know?
Yeah.
You know, if I had a service that you were using and there was something go wrong, but it was between the workers and our workers and your workers,
yeah.
and that communication didn't go to you or to me, there's no way I can know to fix it if there's not that communication.
Right.
Now, you may have run us off, and I come back and I say, wow, what happened, Ray? We've been friends. We've worked together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, this went down. It was a big deal. Well, it would have been nice to have that conversation, to know.
Yeah.
Because I would have fixed it for you.
Well, I want to back up just a little bit. And you mentioned back in your real estate days, but you're a mean Green Eagle. And right, you graduated from there. And the reason why I asked, because I mentioned that, is that's where I graduated from a long time ago. I graduated, and we're actually in the NIT. And right now, the basketball team's actually in the NIT championship coming up. So that's really exciting. But you're no stranger. We're here at the South Lake, Real News Communications South Lake location again today. And these are kind of your old stomping grounds, right? Long time ago, right?
It is. I left about 10 years ago, but I was in college forever. 10 years. I did everything. I actually started as a Texas A&M Aggie for a year, and I started pre-med, and it just wasn't the thing. Me and my sister got in a fight, so I left.
Oh, okay.
She was there first. We always kind of butt heads, real competitive, but I know you can't tell that about me, but we left. And so I came up here. I was dating a guy at the time at TCU. So I was at North Texas, but I was also very creative. And so I went into fashion design for about 2.5 years. And it's art is an interesting thing. And if you think back to like Leonardo da Vinci, those kind of guys who were geniuses, but they're also artists and they're also inventors and they're charismatic. And there's all these, when you find someone who's got all these weird kind of extreme gifts, it's kind of a strange thing, but art is a form of seeing things. And so in my art class, this was a really cool lesson I learned. We had to do figure drawing.
Okay.
So we had two models, an old bald man that was naked and a hairy hippie girl. Those were our two models.
And for our listeners out there right now, Cher's looking at us like she was not happy about her assignments and a little disgusting. Looking.
Yeah. So, and how it would work is you'd have to spend 3 or 4 days, you know, drawing
3 or 4 days,
3 or 4 3-hour periods drawing this model. So you would circle up around your model,
right,
and or on his platform, and he would kind of just pose however. And yes, he always faced me and this one girl, so it was super awkward. So we would draw these pictures and we would never develop the area, if you will.
Okay.
And so we would get in trouble. But what I learned from that, was my teacher would come up and say, "Char, you're too close. You need to step back because you can't see what's wrong when it's right in front of your face." So people who try to solve problems that are this close looking at them, a lot of times I tell people, look, your brain is trained to finish the loop. If you ever, I did this to a Chevron guy and it blew his mind, but I drew a circle of dots and just dots. And I said, connect these, of course, circle. And he goes, "Well, I don't get it." And I said, "Well, you can do it like this."
Yeah.
Your brain is trained to solve the loop as quick as possible.
Right.
And so a lot of times people who look at problems in the industry take it at a very logical, mathematical approach. But sometimes all you have to do is flip it upside down and look at it differently, because you interrupt your brain's quick process and now you can actually see what the problem is.
Right. Okay.
Step back and see it.
Well, let's step forward and talk about, okay, you guys have been how long has that a girl actually been going, and what made you want to like do this? I mean, being an entrepreneur is no joke. and taking that leap of faith, jump of faith, diving head first, whatever, however you want to call it, being an entrepreneur is the hardest thing in the world, no matter what size of entrepreneur you are. So what made you want to do this, and why Attagirl and this type of a service?
So I've been in sales for about 20 years. I started as a kid doing a farmer's market. My grandma, we had the cutest little, there was three of us girls, and she would put us out there. I'm all, those old men are going to buy from us because we have the cutest girls around. And it worked.
Okay.
Silly tactic from my grandma to sell vegetables. But she also taught me to get out in there and bring them in. Interrupt the flow, like you think of water. You stick your hand in it, what happens? It comes over to you.
Right.
So your job is to interrupt the flow and bring them in, right? And so little things that I've learned along my lifetime got me to where I'm at now. But I did Miller Lite. I ran the Miller Lite girls. I worked. I started as a regular Miller Lite brand ambassador.
Okay.
And I did that while I was going through school, while I was waiting tables, while I was bartending 3 different places, while I was being a cart girl. Then eventually I started doing real estate because, like I said, I was in college for 10 years doing everything. And my dad told me, "When are you going to get your MRS degree? Yeah. The be the wife. Yeah. Because that's how we grew up. You were either the teacher, the housewife, or a nurse. And I didn't want to do any of those. But I didn't know what I wanted to do because I was good at a lot of things. So I would go to school for it. That's just kind of a habit. So just the force of nature kind of pushed me through where I had to graduate. And I said, just get me the heck out of here.
Right.
It's time to go. You know, I know when all my classes start doubling in cost because I've been there so long, you know, they're like, okay, this is ridiculous. So I ended up graduating with sociology, which is a study of behavior, which is kind of ironic how it all kind of falls into place. But my life led me to where I was at because I worked for a lot of people that I thought did things hard and kind of inefficient and almost backwards. You did this thing that took 20 steps, but I think you could have done it in two.
Work smart, not hard.
Yeah. And then if you work smart and hard, well, bam, here you go. Now we're on to something, right?
Okay.
And so I kept thinking, there's so many oil and gas. The sales world is not trained at all. It's not trained. Bigger companies, yes. But like to physically be trained in sales is not what I was used to. What I went through real sales training. Mm-hmm. Miller trained you hard. We knew our stuff. I could walk in and take any excuse you had and flip it and sell you on anything.
Right.
And except for the one guy who gave me the Budweiser acronym. Because you deserve what every individual shall ever receive. And I will never forget that because I didn't know what to say to that. But the point is you learn to take rejections and flip them and how to solve the problem.
Make lemonade.
Yes. So I worked for all these different kind of companies and I started learning, well, that's a good idea. Well, that's a good idea. Well, that's a good idea. And I'm out in the oil and gas industry. And my very first day on the job, I was hired by a company, which is why I left. Okay. And oil was $150 a barrel, which meant nothing to me on day one. Not a clue.
Yeah.
And so this guy hired me and they didn't have anything to sell yet. But I didn't know that. I didn't know what I was doing because I had zero training.
Like, you're like, what?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, day one. Okay, I have this cool hat and I had these ugly little coveralls. God-awful glasses and these things in my ears and this annoying thing that beeps. And what am I doing?
Yeah.
And he goes, you see those rigs? I said, yes, sir. He goes, go to those rigs and say yes. And so I'm driving down this ranch and the rancher foreman pulls over and he says, and I was with my little sister who's 17 or 18 at the time. And he's like, ladies, what are y'all doing out here? And I said, well, sir, I honestly don't know.
Oh, wow.
I said, I was told to go to these rigs and say yes. And he looked at me and said, we do not need your services. Get out of here. And so I kind of sat there and started laughing. And my little sister said, what is so funny?
Yeah.
I said, that guy just kicked us off for being hookers.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what kind of business am I in?
Right.
Where that is even assumed.
Dang.
And so from that moment, day one, I decided, okay, that is not going to be us, me, ever.
Okay.
I will learn. I will figure out what I'm doing and I will understand it until I can just react with it. And so that was my plan is to, yes, it's a life I know. Sales is a life I know. Mm-hmm. Ladies in a man's world is a life I know. Miller Lite, bartending, Harley girl, Dodge Hemi girl. I did it all.
Yeah, it sounds like a little Dodge, you know, Harley. I mean, there you go.
I did them all. Okay. So it's like, okay, we can do this, but we're going to be smart and we're going to know what we're doing and we're going to have a strategy and a plan.
Okay.
And so I got to the point where every time I got hired by an oil company, it was when it was down. So I never got to walk in at $150 a barrel and make that fat money ever. Mm-hmm. I got hired to grow a startup or to save a dying company.
Right.
And so every time, it was seven times.
Okay.
Seven. I can't do my math. Seven. That's sorry. Well, this one stuck.
Oh, sorry.
But seven times I got hired by companies to grow them. And every time I did, to the point where I started to really succeed and I started making good money.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I got fired.
Okay.
Because nobody wanted to pay me what I was bringing in.
Ah, okay.
And so as a commission salesperson, every time I got to the top or I started to get momentum, I had to start over.
Oh, man.
And so for a salesperson that could really build companies, I never got to make money. because I walked in and I set myself up as a commission sales because I want to earn it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take a $200,000 base and then get commission. I will go low because I want to make money. Right. To me, it's a pride thing. To me, I want to do it and it's fun and it's a challenge. Yeah. But it got to the point where, okay, I am 37 years old. I have a 4-year-old boy and I'm the only parent and he's first.
Right. Like, but it should be. I mean, I've got a 1-year-old and I think, you know, we do a pretty good job making him first. There's no ins and buts about it.
Yeah. And so to be with him, I couldn't be everywhere in West Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, whatever I had to do with one company, make the kind of money I wanted. Mm-hmm. And the odds are, unless I took it and took the control myself, odds are it was going to keep happening.
Okay.
Because it happened to me almost every company I worked for. And it was like, I'm never going to get to retire because it's just not going to happen this way.
It's okay. With the way the economy is going, I don't know if anybody's ever going to retire. Right? I promise you that. Right? I mean, it is crazy the way it is. Well, yeah. With your team, Char, you've actually brought a couple of team members with you today. And I definitely would like for you to introduce them and let them talk just a little bit about what all they bring to the table and maybe their favorite Char story so far.
Oh, Lordy. So I want to start with Danny.
Okay.
Over here on the end. She's our production. So how, like you mentioned, we have them on niches. So drilling, yes. Completions, production, construction, maintenance, and then midstream kind of breaks out from there. Right now I'm handling the midstream until we build up because it's a lot to take in at once.
It is
but
a lot.
Danny runs the production section.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Hi.
And go.
Go. What do you want to know?
Well, tell us about everything that you're doing and what exactly it is that you're looking for in y'all's next client vendor and on the production side.
I'm going to give a little brief introduction about have superpowers, right?
Yes.
So all of my team bring in a specific power to the team.
Okay.
Not any one of them are the same. Not any one of them have the same thing. But Danny is a hustler and, you know, I had an interview with her. One of her good friends reached out to me and said, hey, I have this girl that is heart and grit all day long. Mm-hmm. I want you to meet her. And I met her and I told her, I said, look, I'm not even looking to hire anyone right now. Yeah. I'm not ready. I'm trying to train and get people on. But I said, you know what? You have a job audition. I said, you go get me a meeting with 3 vendor clients. And if one closes, I'll hire you. I want you to buy in. If you have skin in the game, it's a different ballgame.
Okay.
Within 2 hours, she brought me 6.
Okay. All right.
2 customers also. So she's my hustler. She'll be the one that's in your face, and she won't take no for an answer.
Wow. Okay. Well, Dan, I guess way to go on that. I mean, 6 meetings in 2 hours. I can't imagine doing something like that. I mean, being put on the spot like that. That's a little rough.
I was really excited to meet a woman.
Yeah.
A single mom who had a dream and wanted to chase it and was going to do her everything to get there and to, be the same single mom and have dreams. And I have things that I want to do for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it is a man's world, but I feel like, you know, I have 2 daughters.
Okay.
So, we'll grow and mentor, just a strong group of powerful women that have integrity. They have hustle, heart, grit, honesty, respect. And, you know, this kind of fell in my lap at the perfect moment in my life. And I knew when I met her, this is something I want in on. I want a part of it. This is my dream.
Yeah. Wow. So there's that motivation there to really kind of be working with Char and for her in a way that's like, man, this lady, you know, Char's got a vision. And I mean, cause that's what anybody has to have. I know, sometimes I think it's hard to get your vision across, you know, especially as an entrepreneur, Char.
I think you feel a little bipolar. I was telling, my guy today, I said, I feel bipolar cause there's a part of me that is the the inspirational side, the one that digs in and pulls out their dreams. But there's also the coach in me that's got to keep them going. And when they get stuck, I got to be hard on them. And so I know there's times where they're like, God, man, this woman is flips like a switch. But it's a totally, I know. And that's what's funny is I laugh because I'm like, trust me, I know. It feels bipolar. It feels bipolar to me. But I get it. When you're the player and the coach, and I've been the player and the coach.
Yeah.
And so I get it. But it's, you have to chase a dream and to buy in, you have to want it. And you have to find it deep down inside. But to when you get stuck, you may not know what you're doing yet. But movement. The other day we were stuck and I put some pressure on them and they colluded behind me as a team and they were asking each other for help. Help me with this. Help me with this. How do I do this? And I was in a meeting with a vendor client who told me, you won't get an MSA for us for a year, maybe 5 years.
Okay.
And right before I had walked in, I knew I was going to get this client. I've been working on him for a while, and they called us back 3 times. I knew I had him.
Okay.
And so I had sent out the cut sheet to them. I said, they were running in the field, and I said, hey, this is a go.
Yeah.
Look for them something. Within about 30 minutes, I got a text from one of the girls not here, and she said, hey, I just got you 3 MSAs for that company.
All right.
But see, there was pressure, and some people chase dreams, and some people fight to survive.
Yeah.
And I have a team of survivors.
Okay.
And so dangling a dream to someone who's used to surviving maybe isn't the way to go. If you've never tasted a dream, it's like winning $50 billion on the Powerball. Sure, I've never won it. I probably never will win it. So that you dangling that carrot at me is really not going to work. But if you tell me, if you don't get me some results this week, you're homeless.
Well,
that changes the game.
I mean, that does add motivation. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about that.
But they work together, and they are amazing when they work as a unit. They are the strongest salesperson you could ever imagine when they're all together.
That's awesome. And then you have Lissa here.
Yeah, so Lissa, me and Lissa connected back, a couple years ago. We kind of became LinkedIn friends, and she kind of started following some stuff, I would say, and this and that, whatever. And then she called me one day. She had a situation, and I kind of just reached out to her as emotional support. Like, hey, you know, been there, done that. You got this. Don't think you're by yourself. If you ever need just someone to talk to you, I'm here.
Yeah.
And over the next year, we've talked here and there. And right when I was about to announce this, I think it was about a week or two before, I see a thing on her thing that says, open to new opportunities. And I said, hold on. Wait. Just wait a second. And I talked to her probably a week or two after I announced it. And we had this conversation and I felt like I was talking to myself.
Okay.
But who just didn't put it all together. She was shooting all around this, but she didn't even... it was before I announced it because she didn't know what it was. But she's just venting about these things and this and that. And I'm like, oh my God, you are complaining about what I'm about to share with the world. I want you to be my brain in the corporate world.
Okay.
So Lissa is my corporate raider. She handles the supply chain and the engineers. So she's got to really understand to handle those kind of hard questions.
Oh yeah. No, engineer questions are no joke. And sometimes I glaze up sometimes when I get those. No.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Lissa Sweet, and I mean, it's just great to be here with Char and Danny and you having us on. You know what? The corporate world is hard and it's changed. And a lot about corporate America has changed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not just one or two companies. It's several companies that no longer train like they used to. They put you through a quick, maybe 2-3 week training course.
Yeah.
They call it onboarding now. You watch a video. You'll sit in a room by yourself. What is that really teaching you? And I've not been in the oil and gas industry very long.
Okay.
It's been about 3.5 years. Started with a third party inspection company.
Okay.
And we basically were a hiring agency for large companies, Williams, One Oak, Devon, Continental, things like that. And we would actually put bids in and we would try to pick up their projects. Mm-hmm. And we had quite a few and worked with a great company.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he could not sustain through the endurance of COVID. So therefore we closed shop and I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? I had a great opportunity. Me being the Oklahoma girl, we talked about Midland, and I am part of the Texas group, but I am from Oklahoma, live in Oklahoma, and home of Phillips Petroleum, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, actually. Everybody's like, why all these years have you not worked at Phillips Petroleum? Well, growing up there, all my friends would move away.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be laid off was nothing. So that's nothing new to the industry. So I went different paths. You name it, I've sold it, done it, teach it, wrote grants, you name it, I've done it. Telecommunication for 15 years. And again, met Char, got on with another third-party company out of Colorado, started working remote.
Yeah.
No training. So I've been in the industry for 3 years now and not really grasping a full picture. Yes, do I understand midstream, upstream, downstream? Now, of course, utilities, we're really going towards the natural gas, liquid gas. Yes. But do I understand what piece do I fit into this picture? What do I want to do? But I'm like, gosh, part of me wants my own business.
Yeah.
But in this world, this time, is that really feasible? Char and I started talking and we were talking and talking. And then the next thing you know, I know about Attagirl.
Yeah.
And she doesn't reach out to me immediately. I mean, as far as reaching out, yes, we were talking, but where do I really fit in? And I'm like, she probably don't want me. I'm not trained. Mm-hmm. That's not it at all. There was such a bigger piece of the puzzle for me. Mm-hmm. So once you see her vortex and you see her teaching, and that's it, she wants us to learn and to grasp this whole idea. It's so incredible, her mind, and to truly try to see her vision. And she's so good with analogies. She puts these analogies together, and I'm sure you say have heard these, but that's how we understand.
Yeah.
And she wants to make sure each and every one of us understand our niche to really absorb that. So not only are we helping ourselves in our own niche to grow, we're helping our team, our girls, and then to help Char. I mean, she's able to reach out to anybody that we are needing help with and say, hey, because she knows just about everybody there is.
Right.
So it's amazing. So this opportunity is not just, oh, you know, we're a joke and these girls are just going to come and go. No, this is real. This is serious.
Well, you know, listen, you mentioned training, and I have a younger brother, or two younger brothers. I'm the oldest of three, and three boys. And he's now in his early 30s. And it seems like he's actually one of the youngest ones now out in West Texas. And, you know, I remember, you know, learning, you know, looking, you know, hindsight's always 2020. And like I shared, you know, I got a degree from North Texas. And, you know, oil and gas was not on my path in the beginning. And so looking back now, you had the guys that were at Halliburton, at Schlumberger, and they all got that training. And it was, you know, 18 months, 24 months worth of training. And they really dove into that. And that's, you know, you don't see any of that anymore. Yes, you've got a little onboarding, but that's about it. And so it is a shame that there's not that, because I do feel that, like, I know for us, if we bring on a new hand out there doing on a workover rig, you know, one, you know, we scare them half to death with safety, first of all. I mean, that's just, you know, kind of what you do. Then you start them out, and you know, our goal is that, hey man, teach him the right way. And but also, hey, if he's got, you know, kind of like getting back to Char, saying, hey man, if he knocks it out in two steps, does it right rather than going those three, that's fine. But it's like, let's cultivate this culture of a group that wants to be there, that knows that when there is a downturn, hey, they're still going to be here, because there's still going to be work that needs to be done. And so, but they've also got enough, because what I find is I need to teach these guys as much as they can, and that I can't be afraid for them to leave, because if I'm teaching them all that I can or sharing with them my experiences, then I know that they're going to take at least that much more and going to at least have that much more knowledge. And that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah. And to kind of spin off of that, and I say this a lot, when that knowledge is low, fear is high. Mm-hmm. And when knowledge is high, fear is low.
Yeah.
And you said it, you scare the heck out of them with safety.
Yeah.
But imagine,
inadvertently,
and they'll agree to it. Yeah. In any business or any role, whether it's sales, whether it's working on something, if you don't know, you're shaky, you're nervous. It's like, and you're more likely to make a mistake that could hurt someone. Yeah. But if you actually know, first know, then see it, then do it,
yeah,
you've hit that three times. And at three times, things are starting to stick and you're starting to build confidence and comfort, and you're starting to do your job the way you should be, safely, accurately, efficiently. But imagine just even sales, you walk out and you're like, oh gosh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I'm scared because I don't know what I'm doing. Right. And it's okay to fail. And I put pressure on some of them the other day. I need you guys to go out and do this. I knew they didn't know. Yeah. But you have to be able to conquer your fear. And where they mess up is a training point for me. If I see someone stumble on something, it's because I didn't explain it right. Or I didn't explain it to where they could understand it. Mm-hmm. And so they give me the feedback, or customers give me feedback. And I create a visual, a visual thing to where, hey, next time, take this. This will, they will read it. They know, you know how things work. You know how it works better than she does. You probably know how it works better than I do. But I know that if I present you with the information you need to know, you know if you need it or not.
Well, and then you do training almost on a weekly basis, right? Right. Yep. How are her trainings, Danny?
Well, every Monday we do a boot camp.
Okay.
And she likes to draw.
Well, good. Well, obviously, but
she's not great at it.
It's like mad scientist drawing.
You give her a marker and a piece of paper or a board, and
does she do better than a stick figure? Or are we at stick figure
all the way?
That's okay. That's okay.
but you get it,
right?
You know,
yeah.
It's like she draws she'll draw a whole site from, you know, beginning to end, and I'm sitting there with a notepad trying to draw. I'm writing, but I'm drawing here. So, but it makes more sense. And I've never been in the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
Like, my dad was, my, you know, ex-husband is, but I haven't done it. You know, I was an interior designer.
Oh, cool.
And, so, you know, I'm, you know, came into this thinking, oh, I'm going to be so far behind. Yeah. Like, but the way that she, you know, the first week I went with her to meetings, and what was interesting for me is us walking in and these businessmen being like, oh, girl, you know, and, you know, like hardly want to even interact. Whatever, she starts talking, and I mean, maybe like 5 to 10 minutes in, it's like their body language, they start leaning in, they start asking questions, they like relax and they start laughing, they get it.
Right.
And she brings everything to life, and it's like, wow, she knows what she's talking about. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And a great idea. Like, yeah. You know, and so that's been my favorite thing so far, and how I learn is, you know, take me, show me, let me see. Sometimes I'll record things, you know, just because, by the end of that meeting, we're all sitting there laughing and, you know, and it's, she's pretty amazing.
Well, Danny, you know, how can people, if on the production side of things, how can people get a hold of you? You know, now I think you even have a TikTok, because are you the one that's TikTok famous?
She is hilarious.
I wouldn't say famous.
Okay, but well, how can people get a hold of you for anything on the production side of Attagirl?
It's Danny at Attagirl.com.
Okay.
Or, you know, just look me up on any social media.
Okay.
No, but yeah, TikTok, I think it's Pistol Danny's. But
okay.
It can be interesting.
Okay.
It's just for fun.
That's all it is.
Yeah. We're allowed to have fun.
There you go.
We like to have fun.
We do have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, just email me or
okay.
Look me up on LinkedIn. I mean,
certainly.
It's all there.
Yes, ma'am. And Lissa, you know, you talk about the team aspect, and Char said, hey, you know, my team comes together, you know, Are you enjoying that at this place? And you know, can you expand on that just a little bit real quick?
Oh, am I enjoying it? Absolutely.
As your boss is right there, I'm so sorry.
Well, and you know what? It's not. I mean, and you know what? It wouldn't matter where she's at. I mean, I have never met, and I have met many people in my lifetime, and I have never met anyone with heart and soul like her. It's amazing to work with her. Mm-hmm. And she has got the famous saying, why not? And I am a why person. I always want to know why. And when she said, why not? That's amazing. Okay. And the things we do that's outside of the norm that makes your life worthwhile by doing this job, the ventures that we make, the learning opportunities. And she has so many more ideas. And I don't know if she'd like me to share all those because they're all coming corporate out strategy. In stages.
Yeah.
But yes, I just learned of one, the community service. I don't know if we want to talk about that. Yeah, she'll talk about that. But we're actually going to, I mean, we care about this earth. I mean, mm-hmm. we care about people in it. And she actually goes, and there was a family during Christmas that lost their home. She, during the busiest time of her life, trying to set up her company, getting ready and doing all these other things, she's worried about this other family. And that's not the first family. There's been so many families. If you check her out on LinkedIn, you'll be able to see it's just her heart. And us as a team, we're going to start picking up trash. We're going to start doing things back for our communities. And that's something I'm going to take back to Oklahoma as well.
That's awesome. So, now, how can people, you know, as a corporate, because I guess, you know, you said corporate raider, but corporate sales, you know, how can people find you and get a hold of you?
As a corporate raider, you can reach me at Lissa@addagirl.com. It's Lissa, L-I-S-S-A. Okay. Or you can look us up on our website. It's www.attagurl.com.
Awesome. Char, tell me. Okay, here they're talking about you, and obviously they're here right now. It'd be fun to see if we put you on the other side of the fence. No, I'm joking.
That's what they have that group text for.
But
bipolar group text, so you don't have to rename that.
But you know, she mentioned there that you're giving back, and I know you've got a charity. Is that correct? That you do?
Yeah. Work so with? Like she said, the last year, I really focused on helping out people. It was just solo stuff. Okay. One of my office manager's son came down with stage 3 osteosarcoma and had his leg amputated.
Oh.
And we did a quick little thing around the office and raised, I don't know, a couple $1,000. But I said, that's not enough. We've got to do more. And so it took a while to get a bank account to where we could get the flyer to get everything started. So it got down to the wire and I had 3 weeks to plan this thing. And man, we hit hard. We were at football games giving out flyers. We were hitting businesses. We were just heart and soul into this event. And I don't like to fail on a kid's behalf. I won't do that. And so day of, we had this clay shoot, and oh my God. To the day of when I got up on the stage, me, his mom, and Tristan, holy moly, there was like 500 people there everywhere you looked. And we ended up raising $76,000 for them.
Wow.
And it was incredible. Wait, wow. I didn't know anybody then. A lot of people get out and do these events, these social events, but I'm mom, dad. I pay all the bills. I do everything.
Right.
I'm the coach. I coach 4-year-old soccer. Oh my God.
Oh man.
I coach T-ball, and it's, okay. I live in San Angelo. I have a place in Midland. I mean, I am everywhere, in the car, you name it. But my son is the most important thing to me,
right.
And he's the reason I'm doing this. But I also know that I'm doing it for them. Mm-hmm. And there's so many women out there that need a place to feel safe and to flourish.
Yeah. You know, I guess I was going to try to piggyback off that, just saying it's an honor to watch people basically, you know, as an entrepreneur, you're giving other people an opportunity to have a job, to grow, mm-hmm. to do their own thing. So from that standpoint, I completely agree. And it's an honor. I mean, you know, I talk about it all the time that when we're drilling a well out in a little town, I mean, that's, you know, that's $1 million. That's $2 million into that community that helps out.
Absolutely.
And because we do our best to use the people that are there in town. And we, you know, now, of course, out in West Texas, you know, those are 10, 15, you know, they're a lot more than the wells that we drill. But no, from that standpoint, I know what you mean, but what you're doing by creating this space for them, that's awesome. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You know, wanted everybody to know, you know, to get the crude truth about what it is that you're doing, because you know what, you're all over social media. There's no ands, ifs, and buts about it, but it's like, what is it what are you selling?
Yeah,
right?
What aren't we selling?
There you go.
And that's the way the name of the game really is we want to increase your bottom line, but I want to increase your profit gap. And we joked about a post I said a while back about someone taking a chance and let me run a lease.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did talk about it. Yeah. You said that, hey, man, I want a CEO to come give me an opportunity to run a lease. And I was like, what kind of lease you're talking about? And you said.
Yeah. So what I meant by that was I don't want to run it. I want to be able to test my company in the way I'm thinking. And I want to see how many millions of dollars I can save you because I can.
There you go.
Because imagine if I could combine your volume with ConocoPhillips volume and Oxy's volume and Exxon's volume and Pioneer's volume. Imagine if you had my buying power as a conglomerate. I can save you a lot of money and you should let me try.
That's dangerous. That is dangerous. And Char, you know, as we're running out of time here, where can people find you? And, you know, if you got any last message you want to let everybody out there know, please say it.
Yeah. So we're on LinkedIn. Char, I go by, I'm a one-namer like Madonna Prince. I don't ever say my last name. So it's just
can you say it for me? I
don't well, know. Well, like an oil well.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'd never guess that. So no one ever gets it right.
It. Okay.
Char at Adderall.com. My information's everywhere. But I do want to kind of leave with a event that we have coming up right before 4th of July. It's going to be called Let Freedom Ring. We are doing a gala in West Texas that's going to benefit veterans. It's a Home of the Brave Foundation, and it works on veterans suicide and veterans rehousing when they come back. So like we said, you know, it's about having fun. It's about doing the right thing. But if anyone's interested in joining us, keep an eye out because it's coming soon.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Well, I want to thank you all, Danny, Alyssa, Ashar, for all y'all for coming on today. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all's time here in North Texas. And well, that's it on this episode of The Crude Truth. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
This episode of The Crude Truth is brought to you by Oil and Gas Workers Association, Sandstone Group, Air Compressor Solutions, Basin Fluids and the Fuel Pros, and Real News Communication Network.
The easiest way to start your own podcast and TV show? Real News Communications Network. Stand out from your competition. Produce streams of high-quality social media content. Become a thought leader in your industry. With RNCN, you get to be the host. We handle everything else. Tour one of our three locations in Dallas, Fort Worth, and The Colony. Call 972-402-6333 or visit launchashow.com to find out more.